Half a dozen big four-wheel drive pickups are parked at a boat landing on McDougall Lake. It's about 30 miles west of the Lake Superior shore, in the heart of the Superior National Forest in northeastern Minnesota. The forest is twice the size of Delaware. It's 25 degrees. At the edge of the frozen lake, men in conservation officer uniforms are standing around a small fire. They're waiting to hear from the helicopter. The crew on the helicopter is shooting moose with a tranquilizer gun. They need to get up close to the animals to learn more about them. Scientists think more moose could be living in this area. Mike Schrag is a biologist with the Fond du Lac Band of Chippewa. He says they'd like to know why there aren't more moose here. There are several possible reasons.
Wolves, bears, lack of habitat, hunting and other kinds of human-related mortality, automobile accidents.
Schrag is listening to a radio cradled in a canvas holster on his shoulder. He cocks his head to catch every word.
Yeah, there's three of them there.
The helicopter crew has spotted some moose.
Yeah, you're right. I think they're bulls.
These are three bulls. It's not uncommon this time of year. You'll get small groups of them hanging together for a while. Little bachelor groups.
Schrag says the helicopter crew will try to chase one of the moose into an open area, like a frozen lake, where they can get an easy shot.
And if it lays down right in the lake, then they can set down on the ice next to it, and makes everything a lot easier.
Yeah, he's going to hopefully drop in the spot where he can get right to him.
I think they must already have a dart in them, and they're just waiting for it to take effect.
The helicopter drops off a crew member to stay with the moose and comes back to the boat landing to pick up a radio collar. Counting moose is a challenge. A recent survey in this area showed a drop from 5,000 to 4,000 animals in 1 year. But researchers admit there could be a 25% margin of error in those figures. That's because it's hard to find the moose in heavily wooded areas. The collaring project will make counts more accurate. Three biologists are gathered around the latest moose to be fitted with a collar. He's a mature bull. He's lying on his side in the middle of a huge frozen swamp. He's blindfolded to make the process less stressful. He seems to snore while the biologists poke and prod.
Sounds pretty peaceful, doesn't it?
They take blood samples to check on hormones and blood chemistry and to look for disease. They also pull a tooth to send to a lab. They can get an exact age by measuring the rings on the tooth. Glenn Delgides takes notes on the animal's fat reserves. That's a good indication of its overall health. Delgides even uses an ultrasound machine to measure the fat in the moose's rear end.
Rump fat's one of the main fat depots on these animals and also one of the first to go. They mobilize their fat depots generally in a sequence, and so we measure the depth of the fat with ultrasound.
Another key indicator of the animal's health is the condition of its hair. This moose has most of its hair. They aren't all so lucky. Some of them have scratched a lot of their hair off.
Rick yesterday saw a calf of one of our cows that was, Rick, only 25% hair, right? Yeah, so that one's been rubbing and scratching for a long time. And, of course, when they're doing a lot of that rubbing and scratching and biting, they're not foraging, and, you know, it can drain them over time.
The collar has to fit just right. If it's too loose, a moose can get a foot caught in it. If it's too tight, it can bind, especially in the fall mating season when the bull's necks get thicker.
Well, that looks good.
Finally, the moose is given an antidote to the tranquilizer, painkiller, and sedative that have kept him immobile for about half an hour.
You know, you'll see his ears twitch, start to lift his head, and the moose are better at getting up than the deer. Typically, they just get up, loosen up a little bit, and then lope away.
The moose struggles up, stands for a minute, and then saunters off toward the trees. That's moose number 5 for the day. The team is planning to track 60 moose for 5 years. It'll tell them what kills these moose and what's keeping the population from growing. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in the Superior National Forest.